Our second feature is written by Derek James about the advent of the tram. Here is Sarah to tell us more.
Rare photographs among a collection left by former Norwich Blue Badge guide Mike Adcock have emerged, highlighting the major works needed to pave the way for the Norwich tramways more than a century ago. It heralded the end of many of the narrow lanes and footpaths in the shadow of the parish churches and factories which dominated the skyline. The arrival of the trams in 1900 saw the city changed to allow them to run. A new road cut through the buildings on Redwell Street to link a route with St Andrew's Street, and another one of the overhead cables for the electric trams was installed in the grand old Royal Hotel at the start of Prince of Wales Road, where trams once ruled the roost. The last 10 years of the 19th century was a time of enormous change as the city was knocked about. The narrow cobbled streets were filled with bearded, bowler hat-wearing surveyors shouting instructions to an army of workmen as buildings came tumbling down and new roads appeared with lines in the ground and cables in the air. For the first time in hundreds of years, the old highways and byways of ancient Norwich were changing, times were changing, and the shackles of Victorianism were being shaken off. The Norwich electric trams were a lifeline for thousands of Norwich citizens. For the first time, they had a public transport system which could take them across the city. Within 2 months, 50,000 people travelled on the trams, and there were special cheap tickets for going backwards and forwards to work. The city trams were unique in two ways. The trolley poles had their contact wheels with overhead wire directly underneath and not swivelled sideways as in other towns and cities, and the tickets issued to passengers were in rolls kept in tin containers. Here's a couple of memories of two local people. Muriel Rowe of Cossey says, "I was born in St Stephen's and lived with my parents until I was 4 years old in a flat above the Maypole grocery shop. The trams ran up and down St Stephen's and I would wave to the passengers on the top deck and they would cheerfully wave back. With slightly longer arms, we could have touched hands. I am now 93 but can still remember the excitement of waiting for the next tram to pass." And Graham Kirk of Aylsham says, "During the 1920s and 30s, his father worked for farmer and butcher William Blowfield at Aylsham, and rearing cattle played a large part of the business. Some cattle would be sold at the cattle market in Norwich. Father would drive them, that is, walking them, from either Aylsham or Scotto into Norwich. That was fine, until they confronted tram lines in the city. He recalled one of the worst places was Maglan Street, where the hooves of the cattle would frequently get trapped in the tram lines. It was not uncommon for a tram to be held up while father was releasing cattle from the lines," said Graham.